Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jamie.
Oh, boy.
I have to tell you something. I'm genuinely afraid to play this audio.
Man.
People are going to be so... so incredibly angry.
Oh, so wow. I also did not hear about this story until it popped up on people.com last night, and now it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. The internet has called this woman Kansas City Karen,
which is not fair.
No,
because
it's not.
She's from New York
and she's not a Chiefs fan.
Yes.
She's a Giants fan.
Doesn't even know who Patrick Mahomes is.
Her name is Nina Miller. The reason we know that is because she has put out a video explaining, and we'll play it for you, why she took a Mahomes headband from a little boy.
So just a little mm-hmm. more context, because this is where the video starts. Little boy, it was his 10th birthday, was at the game. Mahomes goes up to him, hands him the headband, and you can see in the video, I think, that his mom shot, and we'll also have audio from that video too. This woman just takes the headband out of his hands.
Yeah.
And then runs off. Here's her explanation for it. She said she was sitting up at the front and, she didn't know where this kid was coming from.
To come and sit down next to me or stand up or whatever you want to say. But I paid for my damn tickets. I paid. Well, Michael paid. All the same. Same money. We paid for our tickets. It was two rows back. I went all the way in the front. People were coming from all over, probably the nosebleeds. I don't know if that kid was from the nosebleeds. I don't know if those were his seats or whatever. But people were saying, could we come and sit over there, stand over there? I was saying, yeah, sure, whatever. Last 2 minutes of the game, they were all KC fans because the Giants lost. So all the Giants fans left. But I wanted to stay there and see if anyone's going to come down. Michael stood two rows behind me. Couldn't have even seen me because...
Michael, I guess, is her husband or boyfriend or whatever, not the kid, just to clarify.
Yeah.
So many people were around standing up. At the ending of the game, the KC players was coming. Not going to lie. What's his face? McDuff, I think his name is, came...
McDuffie.
Right to me to give me his gloves. But I was looking behind him and was looking at Mahomes, and I was screaming, Mahomes, Mahomes. He got... He got upset, looked at me and said... I'm not Mahomes, so he gave the gloves.
Okay, all right. I can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe to be fair to her, I guess she does know who Patrick Mahomes is. But going back through all that, one, if you know, I don't know where the kid came from. He might have been from anywhere. Okay, yeah, he might have been from anywhere, except for to get into that lower level, you would need to have tickets to get down there.
Right.
Otherwise, the ushers would stop you because you have to have tickets at that stadium and at almost every stadium that you go to. You can't get into the lower bowl unless you have tickets to be down there during the game or at the very end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, no player that I've ever seen in my freaking life has ever gone, okay, there's a 45-year-old blonde woman standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give her my headband instead of all of these children in front of her wearing my jersey.
Yeah, that's the thing. The kid was wearing all Chiefs gear.
All of the kids
head
were.
To toe, yeah.
If you see the picture and the TikTok and the video of this kid, he's standing around a bunch of other kids all wearing Chiefs gear. She's the outlier because she's just standing there in just a regular shirt.
She's not even a Chiefs fan.
She's not even a Chiefs
fan. She's a Giants fan.
Yeah.
Why do you want the headband?
Here is the little boy, Joey. The first part of this is the where she stole the headband from him.
Yo, she just stole that from me.
Because she literally reaches in. He has his hands on it. Mahomes is handing it to him. And she reaches in and you can see it stretch away as she's pulling it away. It wasn't handed directly to her. And again, lady, if you're at a game, the players don't care about you when it comes to giving their stuff away. I've seen Kelce just throw his gloves up into the stands.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
But when they're handing them out, mm-hmm. that's different. That is, here is a kid, specifically, I'm giving it to you. Anyway.
Do you have the second video also, by the way? Because this, okay.
So we'll get him and his mom talking about it?
She put up a couple of videos.
Oh, I didn't have the second video from her. No, I can't take much more of this woman.
Quentin. I almost called you Colin. Took me a second to say that. I didn't. I stopped myself. If you go to the people.com story about this and you scroll down, she has posted three videos about this. The first one that she put up has been deleted. That was her bragging about getting the headband in the first place.
Right.
She has taken that one down. The second one, I think, is the one you're playing. And mm-hmm. then she put up another one addressing the incident and trying to be not apologetic. But, like, I didn't realize at the time that it was the boy's birthday.
What difference does it make if it's his birthday? I mean, it does make a difference because it makes it even worse.
Yes.
But nobody thought you knew it was his birthday.
I don't know if she does this in the audio or if she just did this to people. But she eventually apologizes. Yes. But it might be more
did,
the audio.
And here's the audio. This is from Fox 4. I think.
Pat Mahomes walked over to me, locked eyes with me, tries to give me the band. I meant his headband. And the woman just swoops in and snatches it from me.
Yeah.
This is the cutest kid ever.
Not that there's a lot of 10-year-olds
that aren't cute or
talk cute, but like it doesn't help her case that he's literally like, Patrick Mahomes made direct eye contact. Yeah. He would be like, hey, look, that Mahomes guy came over to me, you know, he was like, hey, kid, you want this headband? I was like, sure, Patrick. You're pretty good. I miss Alex Smith sometimes, but, you know, you're pretty good.
I don't want her to get hate mail. I don't want her to get death threats. I just like her to give the child his headband.
I just want the headband.
That's what he said. He just wants the headband. She has said, the woman has said she's tried to, wants to get in contact with them and get the headband back.
Really?
But hasn't. Whatever. They're saying, yeah, absolutely, but I don't know if they've not gotten contact from her. The Chiefs know about this. Clark Hunt's wife specifically has said something about it on social media.
Yeah.
Fox reached out to the Chiefs. They have not heard back yet, but I'm assuming this kid's going to get a lot.
Somebody's going to make this right.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's not going to get that moment back with Mahomes, maybe, but he's going to get some stuff.
Here's my question is, we've talked about sports memorabilia before, and I'm a huge, obviously huge Chiefs fan, football fan, sports in general. Would you want a headband that he'd worn and had sweated in all game? Or would you rather have a headband that was clean?
No, give me the one he wore during the game.
You want the dirty one?
Yeah. So you can clone him later.
Yeah.
I have her. Apology.
Yeah. All right, let's hear
it. So I'm going to play, it's 2 minutes. I'm going to play about 40 seconds of it.
I can't take it.
Talk to you guys for 1 minute from my heart. And at the game, with all the noise and all the excitement, I honestly thought that Pat Mahomes was giving me the headband. I reached for it without thinking. Later, I found out that it was meant for that little boy for his 10-year-old birthday. When I found out, I felt horrible because I don't want to ruin anyone's little time at the game and ruin their little birthday. To the young boy, I'm sorry that I ruined your moment. You should have had your moment for your birthday. I want to send back your headband so you could celebrate your day the way that you were supposed to. But the only way that we can do that is I need for TikTok to do their job and get us in contact with each other, because I've been getting a lot of DMs saying that they know the family, saying that they know their mom, their dad. They're giving me all types of emails. I don't know who's who, and I don't want it to end up in some random.
That's not as bad as I thought it would be. That she's at least. She could have been a little more contrite. She could have. She did say, you know, I ruined your birthday, and I'm really sorry about that. But she also kept calling it your little birthday.
Yeah, which is condescending.
Yeah, but
also he's not going to have the birthday that he was supposed to have.
Yeah,
because you can't recreate that day.
No.
So even if he gets the headband, it's not going to be the same moment as getting it from Patrick Mahomes. By the way, we don't call him Pat Mahomes. We call him Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
His family maybe calls him Pat. You're not his family.
It's been a thing, though. Well, the kid called him Pat, too.
Well, but that's okay for the kid.
He's a kid. Okay, it's the
kid's
woman.
A Chiefs fan. Yeah. You can call him whatever you want, kid. Yeah.
And by the way, I don't even buy her original thing where she said McDuffie came up to her and gave. Again, I have never once seen any football player, much less a Chiefs player, go up to a grown woman at the end of a game and hand her his stuff.
Right. Like, they give it to kids.
It's always to kids.
Yes.
Always.
Unless if she was wearing a McDuffie jersey, then you at least have a better argument.
She's a Giants fan. Also, she needs to stay off TikTok for a while.
Yeah.
Like, she's not doing herself any favors by continuing to go on to TikTok about this. Be quiet for a while.
There is a cycle, though, people get into with this kind of thing, where it's like, I'm going to post a video where I'm defending myself. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that didn't work out. I got a bunch of DMs for people hating on me. Okay, well, I need to make a video responding to all the hate.
Right.
Oh, okay, well, that made things worse. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe people are right. I'll make a video apologizing. Oh, man, I made the apology video, and now people are angry about that. So I'll make another video about how I try to apologize. You know, it's an unending cycle. And I honestly... This didn't happen because it would be impossible for it to happen. And I'm reticent to even say this because it sounds like I'm accusing this sweet kid and his mom of something that's not possible. Mm-hmm. But if you told me this story was fake, I'd be like, yeah, there's no way this is real.
Yeah.
There's no way
that somebody would do this.
Woman with that voice, with that attitude, making these videos and saying, like, I don't know, I thought he was from the nosebleeds. Where was he even from?
Why would you assume that?
Because you're a monster. Because
you did something wrong. And you're trying to justify it.
Yeah.
Find her.
Her headband, it was like a rubber band. I mean, it was like movie villain. I'm going to take this away from you.
It is. She reaches across and grabs it. And the whole argument, well, I didn't know he was handing it to the kid. I didn't know. Yes, you did.
Well, he wasn't handing it to her.
Yeah.
So somebody is supposed to go to somebody else.
Right.
Because she had to try so hard to get
greedy.
It.
And you know what? I can understand that. I can understand being greedy. But you know what the best thing to have done? Say, let me just put a hypothetical out there. If I was at a game and I'm wearing my Chiefs stuff and Mahomes or Kelce or any of those guys, say I'm at Gillette or something like that at a different stadium. And Mahomes or one of those guys comes up to me and goes, hey, we're in Chiefs gear. Here you go. Mm-hmm. And gives me a headband. You know what I'm going to do? Turn around. And I would probably give it to one of my kids.
I would,
if I wasn't there with my kids, I would turn around, find the nearest kid and give it to them. Because I'm a grown man. I don't need that. It's awesome that I would have had it, but it's a better moment for me and for that kid that this nice man turned around and gave you this memorabilia.
913-586-7798. Put yourself in that position. And let's say you have kids at home.
Yeah.
Are you giving it to the nearest kid or are you taking it home to your kids? Because anybody who's around you who's going to judge you for it doesn't know that you have kids at home.
Yeah.
So are you giving it to the nearest little 10-year-old with the Chiefs gear? Or are you saying, I have a little one at home who is a mild Chiefs fan. Let's do that.
But that's not what as far as she's concerned, that's not what she was
even
doing.
That's not what she did, no.
She's an adult. As far as I know, she doesn't have any kids. I don't know that, but
she doesn't use that as justification.
Right, that's what I'm saying. She's like, well, I was getting it for my kid, so I would assume not.
Yeah.
It's just infuriating. 913-586-7798. I'll throw this out there. Is there anybody who's going to defend this woman? Is anybody gonna justify this?
Give the text line a minute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll let it warm up. It's humming right now, but it's not positive towards her. I'm just wondering if anybody could possibly defend this woman.
Not with the information she's given us.
No.
She's not given us the I have a son at home, or I was going to give it to my nephew who's suffering from some disease. If she were to give some justification like that, to her credit, she's kind of owning it.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of like, I wanted it. I thought it was meant for me. Thought the kid came out of nowhere.
913-586-7798. What would you have done if this was your kid too? Like, I applaud the mom for having the restraint that she had, because I think she was filming it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have been able to just sit there and not get in that woman's face about stealing this headband from my kid. I'm not judging her for doing it. Good job on having the restraint that I wouldn't be capable of. 913-586-7798. Talk about this a little more coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for your defense, even if you don't really believe it, if your brain can come up with some way to justify what Nina, Giants fan, that's her name, can't think of her last name, it doesn't matter, what Nina did to a little 10-year-old boy celebrating his birthday at the Chiefs-Giants game.
I just also want to be clear about this. She is not from Kansas City, even though they keep calling her Kansas City Karen. I'll just play real quick her talking for 3 seconds.
To come and sit down next to me or stand up or whatever you want to say.
That's obviously not a Kansas City accent.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. So we were asking if anybody could possibly defend her. Again, what happened was Mahomes came over, gave this kid the headband from the game after the Giants Chiefs game last Sunday night. And this woman pulled it out of his hands. Like Quentin said, it was like a rubber band, like being stretched.
Yeah.
She reached across and grabbed it. It wasn't even close. Like you can see with both their hands were on it. No, she reached across and grabbed it.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to give the headband back now. But if there wasn't the social media recriminations for this, she wouldn't be.
We were
just asking people, can you possibly defend this? We do have a couple people.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm not going to give out their numbers because I don't want everyone to know. But this person says, I do not agree that the lady should have the headband. But if a player gave me gloves or a headband, I'm keeping them. A kid has a lifetime to get a damn headband or gloves. I'm old and lived through the 80s. When the Chiefs sucked, I deserve that gift. Well, I mean, I lived through Brody Croyle, Todd Blackledge, all right? I lived through a lot with the Chiefs. I wouldn't say I deserve the headband or gloves more than anybody else.
I respect that opinion. I'm not going to lie.
I don't like the word deserve.
I understand it. You know, if Salvador Perez, you know, hit a foul ball in my direction and I got it, I'm like, you know what? I lived through the early 2000s, you know, so I get it.
That kid hasn't suffered enough.
Right.
No. I think the bigger thing to do is turn around and give it to a kid.
Yeah.
Because, yes, the kid has the rest of their life to get something.
But it's his birthday.
But even if it's not their birthday, they only get to be a kid once.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a chance to make them feel like the world is a fair and good place where things are given to you and you get you. Here's the bigger thing. You get to prove to a kid that you get rewarded for being a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Even that is your reward. You get the headband in the first place and then you get to give it to another kid. You get that memory for the rest of your life instead of some piece of cloth that a guy sweated into for 3 hours.
You all, in that moment, you can either make this kid's day or ruin his day.
Yeah.
Give him one of the best memories he's ever had or worst memories he's ever had. And this is going to be a core memory for that 10-year-old.
Yeah.
He's not going to forget that. You made the wrong choice.
And it does get, because in all these stories, you know, they make up for it. They, mm-hmm. The player, like
yes.
at the tennis
yes.
One from last month, or the Phillies-Miami game, or this. The Chiefs are obviously going to make mm-hmm. up for this. They're obviously going to pull up to this kid's house with a dump truck full
something
of merchandise.
Yes.
Or they're going to have him in the front row at the next game at Arrowhead. I don't know if they're from New York or Kansas City. It doesn't yeah. say where they live.
No.
The interview I saw was obviously over Zoom, so I'm wondering, I guess mm-hmm. they're probably in New York, regardless.
Yeah.
He's going to get a ton of stuff. That's not the same.
No.
That's
no,
not,
it's not the day.
It's not as special.
Right. It's not the memory. It's not the experience.
Right.
You can't redo that.
From the man, so many people, I'm just sorting through the hate. A grown woman mugging a child for Mahomes swag. That is a low light energy. What a scumbag, total New York type of fan. Other people saying maybe the probably the nicest Giants fan. I guess that's true. From the text line justifying this, front row scrambles are a blur. If you've never been involved with one, you just don't know. Two hands, one toss. In real time, it's chaos. Okay, here's the thing. Watch the video.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, these moments are a blur. Yes, these moments are chaos. I've been involved in them before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I understand how chaotic it can be. But I also understand, watching the video, that headband was obviously not handed to her.
Right.
Mahomes looks directly at the kid and hands him the headband.
Yeah.
And I honestly wonder, because he is the kind of person who probably would do this. I would think if Patrick Mahomes had seen what this woman did, he probably would have yelled at her. If not, he might be too nice.
What would he have done?
I don't know. But I would like to think, hey, what are you doing, lady? Give that back.
Here's a dumb question. What else did he have on him that he could have given the kid if she took the headband?
I'd have to watch the video again.
You know, is there something else that he can take off
gloves.
And give him?
He doesn't wear gloves. He had his jersey on still, but usually they save that for players to the opposing team. They do jersey swaps at the end.
I don't see him taking it away from the lady. I can see him going back and getting something else and giving it to him, saying,
yeah.
stay here.
Here's a game ball. I'm going to sign
right,
it.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
Yeah, but even that, that would be cool, I guess.
It would be cool,
moment.
But it's only
it's
because
not,
she
not,
ruined it.
It's not the same, though.
No.
Right. Let's see. Teams chuck freebies into mixed crowds. There's no kids-only rule. Okay, again, it wasn't chucked into the crowd. He
yeah.
handed it to the kid. That's different.
Yes.
And, this person's making a bigger point about the nature of social media justice.
Mm-hmm.
That viral clips are basically trials without any context.
She's given us a lot of context, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this one, you're
she
right.
She did not make her case better.
And she decided to.
Yeah.
She was the one that put it up on social media in the first place, her bragging about taking this headband. She was the one that put two more videos up. I mean, you're right. Sometimes we only know one side of the story, but in this case, we know the story.
It would be, I'm telling you right now, it would be the greatest thing in the world if we saw at the end of a game, a player doing exactly what we were talking about, mm-hmm. because unfortunately they're busy. Like I'm not saying they should, mm-hmm. but it would be amazing if Kelce goes to hand his gloves to a little girl in a Swifty Chiefs shirt and some grown woman steals it from her. And then he goes, "Hey, come back here," and just chews her out.
Yes.
Right there.
I think in addition to sending him the headband back, she needs to give him an additional gift for his birthday. Put $100 on a gift card or something.
Have Michael buy him tickets for the next game.
Yeah, do something like that.
Whoever Michael is.
Get him to buy him suite tickets.
Yeah. But I do agree to an extent that viral clips, we see these a lot where it's mm-hmm. like, oh, that person's obviously bad. And then we find out actually they weren't that
right.
bad.
Right. It wasn't what we thought.
It was taken out of context. That's not what happened here.
Yeah.
You go and watch the video. I'm telling you, go watch the video. You will not think that this woman was for a second in the right. Let's go to Jean in Kansas City. Hey, Jean.
Hey, just wanted to say, you know, as I'm listening to the conversation today, it strikes me, this was theft. This woman took something that didn't belong to her. It was in someone else's possession, and she decided to take it. Unfortunately, in America today, that has become the norm. People don't think that just because someone has something, if they want it, they can take it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's the wrong thing.
That's exactly right, Jean. Thanks for your call. Mm-hmm. And it's true. It is. This is about me.
Yeah.
I get to take what I want. It doesn't matter the implications of it. It doesn't matter how this looks. Mm-hmm. I can be a greedy bastard. And again, I'm just going to give this advice to anybody at any Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC. If a player is coming over to the sidelines, he is not looking for a grown man or woman to hand his stuff to. They are always giving it to kids. Always. Somebody on the text line brought up a great point, and I hate to bring this up. If she's low enough to steal the headband, how do we know what she sends him is going to be the real headband?
Oh, wow.
I wish she hadn't said that.
Is there anywhere else that she could get that headband?
Just go buy another Mahomes headband, rub it in some dirt. I don't know. Do we have to do a DNA test on the headband?
And the kid wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah. And then she gets to keep it and then sell it. Let me ask you this. Does the headband now have more value than it would have before? If he decides to keep this and then one day, say he needs the money, he decides, you know what? I'm going to sell that Mahomes headband. It means a lot to me, but I'm going to miss my mortgage payment.
Yeah.
Does it mean more because of this story now?
It probably has more monetary value because
it's had all
the attention.
This is a commercial on Pawn Stars right here.
So in that case, he wins.
Let me get my stolen merchandise guy on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have a stolen merchandise guy. He'll verify whether this was actually stolen from the game or not.
I want to talk about Tyreek Hill next.
Yeah, you do? Okay.
Just for... Well, I'm not happy that someone's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not upset about the outcome.
I figured you would have that opinion. So we'll talk about Tyreek Hill real quick when we come back. Also, we're going to talk about the mom who found an intruder in her 13-year-old daughter's bedroom with his pants around his legs.
What would you do?
What did she do? What did the neighbors do? How is this guy still alive? Mm-hmm. That is what I want to talk about, as well as Tyreek Hill coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
As long as we're talking about the Chiefs, former Chiefs players, mm-hmm. Let's talk for just a moment about Tyreek Hill. I've made no secret that this is not my favorite player in the world. I didn't want him to come back to the Chiefs. I don't wish him ill.
Yeah.
But I'm not upset that he's probably not coming here now.
Yeah, so during the Jets Dolphins game last night, he caught a 12-yard route. He's tackled on the sidelines, and I was watching it and immediately went, "Oh God, like mm-hmm. your knee is not supposed to go. Your leg isn't supposed to be going that way." His mm-hmm. knee dislocated. He had to be carted off the field. People online were saying, "Well, that's the end of his season." I was like, "I think that's the end of his career. I think that's wow. it."
And it was so bad that USA Today wouldn't link to the video.
Yeah.
Because they said it was so graphic, they didn't want you to be able to see it.
Didn't stop plenty of people on YouTube doing it. You want to see the
yes.
The
you can see it somewhere else.
Yeah. It's like when the TV stations now, like they won't replay it. Because now I'm going to have to go on Twitter and you're going to make me do that. That's what you're going to make me do, CBS? Thanks.
You might not believe, well, you probably will, but back in the 80s and 90s when there used to just, you go to Blockbuster and stuff, you could get like video, football's greatest injuries and things like that. Like there used to be video compilations of gruesome injuries. And this probably would be in there. So I think this is career ending mm-hmm. for him. And the reason why is he shredded his ACL and God knows how many other ligaments when that happened. And then that means this season's over. I think it's so bad that it'll take him till at least the end or middle to end of next season to even get back on the field.
Wow.
He's already 31 years old, had lost a little bit of his. The whole thing that he had was speed because he's a small guy, but he had burst. He had speed. Yeah. He had deceleration, acceleration. His whole thing was being faster than everybody else on the field. If he loses that, then he's just another small receiver.
And he's 31, so it's harder in general just to heal and recover than somebody who was 10 years younger.
Good point. Yeah.
So, oh, well.
Yeah. I personally was not on board with him coming back to the Chiefs. A lot of, for several reasons, some because of his personal conduct, mm-hmm. which even if you're just looking at it, if you don't care about that stuff, whatever.
Which is what I care about.
Yeah. But even if you don't care about what he did and what he's been accused of by his wife now or his ex-wife, mm-hmm. It's still going to affect whether or not he plays.
Yeah.
So if you want him on the Chiefs, well, then he gets suspended for his conduct. That's not good.
Yeah.
And the money and all that stuff. Yeah. So I feel like this is career ending for him. Yeah. I don't know. He might come back and he might be on the Chiefs next year.
What does he do after football? Is he good at
nope.
I don't mean this to sound snarky, but does he have a future as a commentator?
Nope.
Does he have a future as a coach?
Nope. Okay. He's had so many personal issues.
Okay. Who'd want him?
I can't see anybody wanting him. Like
yeah.
because there's a couple of people who have had personal scandals and issues who've resurrected their careers. Mm-hmm. Michael Vick being one of them. The dog fighting stuff was really bad.
Yes.
But Michael Vick went to jail, served his time, came out, and what has been nothing but incredibly contrite and apologetic about his involvement in that. And to be fair, his involvement with that, while it was happening at his house and everything like that, he wasn't the one killing the dogs.
Yeah.
He just probably knew about it and should have not allowed it to happen. Point is, he's been very contrite about it. And even at that level, he's allowed sometimes on Fox Sports or ESPN as a commentator or just bring him in for some talk shows.
Yeah.
I don't think you're seeing Tyreek Hill doing that.
You have so many other guys that are retiring or whoever that would be better at it.
Yes.
Get one of the other ones that don't have scandal.
He's not incredibly well spoken.
Yeah.
I've seen interviews with him. He's a little bit funny, and I think he did. Didn't he have a podcast for a little bit with Drew Rosenhaus?
Because that's when he talked about how Tua is the most accurate quarterback.
I haven't seen anything about that.
Yeah,
lately,
crazy.
Because I don't think it was doing very well. Because again, he's not very good at it.
He has made $147.5 million in
his
career.
He'll be okay. He doesn't need a career after this.
So, and you know, he owns property in Miami.
He's got many children.
The problem is, is $147 million enough for all those kids?
Well, that's funny. When I was looking up his earnings, when I was typing into Google, Google wanted to fill in. I was typing in how many total, and it wanted to fill in kids. So
the most likely question.
Yeah.
Isn't that what Google does?
Yeah,
it tries like to expect what your question is.
Let me throw this out there to you, Quentin. Next year, would you think it's more likely to see him playing as a Chief or banging the drum as the drum honoree at the beginning of a game?
It's a good question. I would say playing as a Chief because he has a potential out after this year.
Oh, the Dolphins are going to cut him.
Right.
Yeah, they have
especially
to cut him.
Especially now.
Yeah, especially now. He's injured. Yeah, they have to cut him.
Yeah.
I could see him. I could see the Chiefs maybe being the only team that would be willing to take a chance on him.
I mean, people forget that the Chiefs signed Terrell Suggs for a Super Bowl win.
Right.
You know?
So yeah, I know.
Chiefs love old people.
They do. But at the same time, old receivers are a little bit different. And old receivers coming off an ACL, I don't know. And then old receivers coming off an ACL with his personal history and background, I just don't know.
It's not a lot going for him. I'll be real with you. If I'm being real with the chat, it's not great.
No.
F on his career.
Okay.
All right. So coming up, we'll talk about this. A mother found... Do you want to save this? Because I think this could be a bigger discussion.
Wait. Well, maybe we spend some more time on this.
Spend some more time on it. Then coming up, we're going to be talking about dirty soda. Are you into it?
Yeah.
Is that something that floats your boat? Find your lost remote. We'll talk about it next on Midday.
All right, this story came to us out of CNBC. From Pepsi to Taco Bell, dirty soda is taking over. What is dirty soda?
Dirty soda, from what I know about it, is it's just basically you take soda and add a bunch of stuff to it.
Okay.
They
like alcohol-y things or anything?
No. Almost. In fact, this has kind of been a growing trend amongst teetotalers.
Okay.
So that they could kind of have like cool new drinks. It's like Sip, and I think Dutch Bros does this, but also Taco Bell's doing it as well. I think it's outlined in the article. Yeah, Taco Bell. It's just adding syrups and different things to soda. I don't know why the word dirty is involved, but to me it just sounds like, you know, a hurricane when you or for lack of a better term, but that's what we called it, a suicide.
I was thinking that too.
Where you just, every single soda in the fountain, you just put it in one cup and drink it.
Colin is there.
Good Lord.
It's because we had to ask Colin for a phone number yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's in my head. I'm sorry, Quentin.
You know how there are some places that have like a cussing jar?
Yeah. I think
I'm not doing it on purpose, I promise.
Yeah.
Is it socially acceptable for your generation to use that term suicide when you take your cup at QT or whatever and you.
Yeah.
Mixed different.
So we used to do that with cereal, like as a kid. It's like when, you know, you've got a little bit of Captain Crunch left, you got a little bit of Fruity Pebbles left, and you know, you don't have enough for one bowl, so you just pour it all into one bowl. So I was surprised that this is a Pepsi thing because I've seen those like Coke machines.
Yeah.
And so that's where I thought this was going.
Oh, that's a good point. Those big
red boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big red you see at movie theaters.
Yeah. Yeah. So this has like been a thing. I didn't know what it was called. I can't believe people are putting like milk or cream in their soda. That's
disgusting.
Have you ever
had it? I know it sounds like it would be horrible because of the curdling and the separating.
Yeah.
It actually is good. I do, again, sorry to bring alcohol into it, but I do Kahlua, Coke, and heavy cream.
Mm-hmm. It's a good mix.
It's a good, yeah.
Laverne and Shirley used to drink milk and Pepsi.
Yeah.
God, I sound old.
To
my defense, I watched that on TV Land, not mm-hmm. when it originally
aired. Yeah, that doesn't really help your situation
here. That's still a contemporary channel. They just show mm-hmm. shows from the 2000s, though.
I can't believe that people are putting vanilla in their root beer, because I don't know if you know this about root beer.
Already has vanilla in it.
Well, you want more vanilla.
It's not
That's
enough.
All.
It's not enough.
So the new drinks include the Dirty Dew. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's Mountain Dew and something. I don't know what. And the Mug Floats Vanilla Howler that Quentin doesn't like.
Okay.
Following on the heels of Pepsi Wild Cherry and Cream flavor, which hit shelves earlier this year. Yeah, it's like orange cream or like creamsicle.
Yeah.
Which is the orange and the cream.
You know what this kind of reminds me of? What Oreos is doing.
Oh, yeah, every flavor under the sun.
We invented the perfect cookie 100 years ago, and we can just rest on our laurels, but instead of doing that, we're going to make Halloween-flavored, because Halloween is a flavor, cookies, and all the other weird-ass things that you find in the Oreo aisles these days. Weird-ass actually might be a flavor of Oreo that they're selling. I don't know. That might be one. But yeah, did you need to do this? Was it necessary, Pepsi? Are you bored?
Money, it sounds like, is the reason. They said dirty soda has wild appeal. It has less caffeine than coffee, which is something else they talk about, like doing coffee combinations. Consumers can drink it all day long. It's more accessible than coffee house trends like an espresso tonic.
Mm-hmm.
The bright colors of many dirty sodas also make them more attractive to consumers who were likely introduced to the trend via a TikTok video. No, you weren't. We were doing this long before you had a name for it.
Right. Again, Laverne and Shirley made, and that was a show set in the 50s.
I will make a promise to you guys right now.
Yeah.
They bring up Starbucks. They says, I think we're doing
just
for soda
about to
what
that.
Starbucks did for coffee.
Yeah.
I will make a promise to you right now. I will not drink a pumpkin spice Coca-Cola.
Oh, you say that
is not
now.
Happening.
You say that now.
I mean, I'm.
Do you not drink soda?
I try to avoid soda. Yeah, I mean, like if I'm at a restaurant, you know.
I in my head, I just got the funniest image of you trying to avoid soda, where like soda's like stalking. You're like, oh no, don't make eye contact with it. Don't look at it. No, God, now it's coming over. Hi, soda. How are you doing? How's the kids?
Most of the time, when I drink soda, it's also consumed with alcohol. So, you know, because if I'm going to make one bad decision, I might as well make two.
What were you asking? Pumpkin spice Pepsi?
Yeah.
I bet we can find some online for you to try.
Some.
I bet I could look into that.
It's going to be so bad.
There's no way this tastes good.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah.
Yeah. Pumpkin spice Pepsi.
From Pepsi. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Launching fall 2025. When?
We got to get this then.
Oh, gosh. It's got... When did this story come out? Just a week ago. We just didn't... We happened to not see it. What date... Wow,
they're ruining a good thing.
They're mixing all kinds of things, man. A third of each flavor mixed together. There's a marshmallow version. There's a s'mores version.
Of just the pumpkin spice or Pepsi?
Pepsi, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't like the sugary substance of Pepsi, let's add marshmallow flavoring in there.
Well, no, that was a big trend. What was it called? Like fluffy soda? Remember that?
Oh,
a couple years ago. It was people were adding Jet marshmallow fluff to like Pepsi, or smearing it around like the inside of the glass and then pouring the Pepsi.
I'm losing feeling in my feet based on this conversation.
By the way, I was misled by a headline.
Yeah.
It's three new flavors from Pepsi. Pumpkin is
not
one of them.
Is not one of them.
It is graham cracker, chocolate, and toasty marshmallow.
Well, if you just mix all those together, it tastes like fall.
And
yeah,
then
that's what we're gonna
start throw a little nutmeg in and then you're good.
Seasonal sodas.
Yes.
Because God, we didn't have enough choice.
Oh, so for Christmas, we're doing mint?
Yeah.
Ew.
This is the problem with late stage capitalism, is everybody needs their specific niche of everything because we define ourselves by the products we buy instead of the thoughts in our heads. Anyway, coming up, we're going to do dumb debates. The one today is two people arguing over whether St. Joseph... Missouri is in the KC area or not. You guys get to decide that coming up. Just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.